Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Oh, we had the Super Bowl last night. We're getting into a little bit of everything today. With football ending, that means we can turn our attention to baseball. We got Johnny V standing by to get his thoughts on the upcoming college baseball season. Also, we're going to start our MLB previews today. We're starting with the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers, who are favored to go back-to-back. Also, it's a Monday. We had another great Saturday in college basketball. Number one, Auburn. Number two, Duke. Go down. We'll talk about the top 10 teams in college hoops. Kate Constable going to join us later on in the show. We got Luka making his Laker debut tonight. We'll talk to Kate about that. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, let us know. Make sure you go to the BetMGM Network, at BetMGM Network. You can find us on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Send us in anything that you guys have. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our guy, Johnny Venezia. Give him a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV. Make sure you check out his podcast, Breaking Bet. Johnny V, great to have you back on the show, sir. And having you back means that college baseball is back. We get things going on Friday. So let's talk some futures. Let's talk about some of these teams. And the World Series final that we had last year, Johnny, between A&M and Tennessee, those two teams are co-favorites to get back and win the College World Series this year. So if I gave you those two, Tennessee or A&M, which team do you think has a better shot of getting back to the final?
PJ, great to be with you, brother. College baseball, Valentine's Day, going to send myself a dozen roses and a box of chocolates for the occasion. It's going to be Texas A&M. That is this year's daddy wagon. This team, after losing the College World Series last year, was this close to imploding. Head coach, first-time head coach, Michael Early, was able to not only keep the whole team from imploding, but he got several big key acquisitions. This team is loaded, top-to-bottom offense. They got some of their big pitching back. They got new acquisitions, mainly Miles Patton from Long Beach State. I think the Texas A&M Aggies are going to be a force to be reckoned with this year. They're littered with first-round talent. They're littered with the number one overall pick. They have so much juice this year. Now, the only question is, what does a brand-new coach in big-time game moments look like? If we're nitpicking, that's it. Texas A&M, this is their show, man. This is kind of like how it was for the Tennessee Volunteers in 2022. The only difference is, can they deliver unlike the Volunteers in 2022?
Yeah, we'll see. A&M should be really good this year. Johnny, anybody that's watching us on Twitch or YouTube, they can see the odds for the College World Series. And it's your usual teams, the A&Ms, the Tennessees, LSUs. And then Virginia's up there at 9-1 to win the whole thing. Virginia's got a good program. They're always one of the top teams in the ACC. But you normally don't see them this high in the preseason. Why is Virginia so highly thought of this year? And do you like the Cavaliers coming into the season?
Yeah, Virginia is actually in that bucket, that tier one of teams that I believe has a very, very good chance to win it all. Virginia, I'm very high on this year. And it's simple. Every single year, they have one of the best lineups in the country. This season's going to be no different. They're going to have a top three, maybe the number one overall lineup. One of my guys, Henry Ford, Golden Spikes candidate. This kid is a draft-eligible sophomore. He's an absolute freak. But this lineup might not have a guy batting below 300, top to bottom. It's insane. But what really makes them special, in addition to the hitting that they have every year, is the fact that head coach Brian O'Connor has come out and said this is probably the best pitching he feels he's had in a decade. You got Evan Blanco coming back as a Friday guy, Jack O'Connor coming back from injury. You have Jay Woolfork, who made big strides last year. You bring in two-way player Chris Arroyo. So there's so much pitching to go along with that hitting. And you just have that postseason pedigree. Virginia is one of those teams that's in it every single year. I think the Cavaliers are a great bet this year. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with. They're definitely the class of the ACC.
What about the Big 12, Johnny? We got Oklahoma State as the preseason favorites at plus 275. Cowboys always have a good program, but there are some other teams that are right there. You know, TCU could be good this season potentially. What do you think of the Big 12? Is Oak State the team to beat for you? Or is there somebody else that you like?
I think OK State's going to be good, but until we see them actually prove it, I can't buy them at their low odds. They're always the bridesmaid, never the bride. They're going to have a great program. They got my guy who I'm all over for Golden Spikes this year, Mr. Nolan Schubart. That kid's got maybe the most raw power in the draft, an absolute Adonis left-handed hitter. But even though Oklahoma State's got a lot of talent, I can't buy them at their price. There's a lot of newcomers coming over from the Pac-12. I really like Arizona State in this conference as a new team. Willie Bloomquist's fourth year. This is the time for Arizona State to kind of put it all together. They have a lot of talent led by Kian Vu, who had a 413 average last year, 14 home runs. There's a lot of talent in this Arizona State lineup, even though they lost a couple of their best hitters from last year. But they have a Friday night guy, maybe the best Friday night pitcher in the entire conference outside of Ben Abel. That's Ben Jacobs for Arizona State. This is a guy that you're not probably familiar with, but get familiar with. He had over 100 strikeouts in 66 innings last year. This is a guy that might be a first rounder come July. That's what you need when it comes to pitching in the postseason and making a deep run is great weekend pitching, and that's what Arizona State has, led by Ben Jacobs. So I like ASU, 6-1, 7-1 range. There's a lot of different teams in the Big 12, also like UCF as one of those long shots at 15-1, 20-1.
All right, I like that. A lot of good stuff there in the Big 12. Johnny, I hear you mentioning some players that you like for the Golden Spikes Award. I know you're excited to talk about this market. So give us some players that maybe we should bet on this year to win Golden Spikes.
Yeah, so I have my three main guys. If one of these guys isn't a finalist, I would be honestly very surprised. You heard me talk about Henry Ford from UVA. That kid is going to be anchoring one of the best lineups in the country. Nolan Schubart, this is a kid that realistically might hit 35 home runs and bat 400 for OK State. And Max Bailu from Texas. That kid's got a lot of pop. He can hit for average. The strikeouts are a little bit of a concern, but considering how good he is and Texas making that move from the Big 12 to the SEC is big. But PJ, I've devised a formula for betting Golden Spikes because it's a brand new market. Number one, you pick a guy that is a power five, now a power four player. Number two, you pick a guy that's going to be on a team that is going to make the field of 64. Number three, you have a guy that is going to be draft eligible, which all of my guys are. And statistically speaking, you can't have a guy that's a pitcher only. Very rarely do they win. Paul Skenes didn't win as a pitcher only. The statistical profile to have a guy to win the Golden Spikes, realistically, is about a 400 average and flirting with 30 home runs. In certain cases, you might be able to have like a 375 average if you have 30-plus home runs. So if the best-case scenario is trying to get a guy that's close to 400 average and pushing 30 home runs. So once you narrow it down like that, there's only a handful of guys in that bucket that has a reasonable chance of winning. And all of my guys, I believe at their prices, Nolan Schubart being 25-1, who was 75-1, Henry Ford's 40-1, Max Bailu's 12-1. All of those guys are the best bangs for the Bucks. And I think if you want somebody that's a little bit longer, 50-1 is Devin Taylor from Indiana. This is a guy who very well might be a top five pick this summer for the Hoosiers.
All right, very good. Johnny, we got the season starting up on Friday. We don't have any lines that are available yet, but any games that you're circling, that you have your eye on, that you know if you get a certain number, you might be pulling the trigger on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, so the problem is this early in the season, there's a lot of tune-up games, but luckily we have really good tournaments. The Shriners Classic always has great matchups, and that's where we're going to start. The noon game, first game of the season, Clemson, OK State in the Shriners Classic. It's going to be a lot of fun, that matchup. The problem is I'm not sure who's going to go for OK State on the mound. They lost Brian Holiday, their Friday guy from last year, as well as Sam Garcia. They don't have a legitimate Friday night guy that we can count on right now. Their entire rotation is all transfers. But we know for Clemson, it's going to probably be Aiden Nack, a guy who's going to be a top college pitcher off the board next summer. So I'm definitely going to have my early eye on where the Clemson line is. As long as Clemson's anything, you know, smaller than minus 130, I think I would take a shot on them, because this kid, Aiden Nack, is really special. He had an unreal season as a freshman last year, and you better believe he's going to be one of the first arms off the board. So keep an eye out for that Clemson-OK State game. I think it's going to be a tight line, but always going with the pitching, I think Aiden Nack and Clemson is probably the way I would look early on here on this Monday.
All right, Johnny. And then in about 30 seconds, if I gave you $100, a free bet to place on any team to win the College World Series right now at the current price, who would you use that bet on?
Well, the value's gone on a lot of them, but listen, I think Texas A&M is the team to beat this year. I think they, on paper, do not have a weakness, and it's a team that got used to playing without Braden Montgomery. They went all the way to the College World Series Finals last year without their best player. I feel like Texas A&M, even though it's so hard to get back after losing the season before, I think given the roster and the talent that they have, I think the Texas A&M Aggies are the best team in college baseball this year.
There you go. John Evanesi, really good stuff today, breaking down the college baseball season. Give him a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV and check out his podcast, Breaking Bet. As you can see, Johnny's been battling some stuff, nice enough to power through. Join us today, Johnny. That was awesome, man. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Let's go, baby. Absolutely. College baseball back.
Sure is. College baseball's back, and also our baseball betting previews are back in the MLB. And, of course, we had to start with the defending champs, the L.A. Dodgers, who are going to be really good once again because they still have Freddie Freeman, they have Ohtani, they have Mookie Betts. Their lineup's going to be loaded. But what makes the Dodgers even scarier heading into this season is how deep their starting pitching is. That's what was crazy about them winning the World Series last year, is they got a $1 billion payroll, and they really only had like three healthy starters, right? It was Yamamoto, it was Glasnow was banged up, Kershaw was really banged up, Walker Buehler was helping them a little bit to start games, but then he would help out of the pen as well. Now they got five starters, and a bunch of these guys would be number one starters on a bunch of different teams. They got Yamamoto, Ohtani, of course, is going to be pitching again this season. They got Glasnow coming back, they got Blake Snell in free agency, and then they got Saki as well, the rookie coming over from Japan. So the Dodgers, to me, the starting pitching is what's going to make them so good this season. And look, a lot of these future markets, when you're dealing with the Dodgers, right, the prices are going to be extremely tough to bet into. All of these things, I mean, their price to win the World Series is plus 250, to win the NL is plus 145, to win the NL West is minus 475. I don't want to get involved with really anything in those markets where it's concerned with the Dodgers. What I do like, though, is their win total. And it's high at 104.5, but I would actually still take the over because, again, the starting pitching. That's the difference this year with the Dodgers, is how many good arms they can roll out day after day after day. Their lineup, I mean, 1-9 is really good, too. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Will Smith, Max Muncy, all these different guys. But to me, it's the pitching. That's the difference in this year as opposed to some other years 1-5, so good. So many guys that could be number ones on different teams. So it's 104.5. I would still take the over on the Dodgers. There's a nice BetMGM special out there, too, that you can bet the Dodgers to have the regular season win record. You can take that at 10-1. I kind of think that's a good bet as well for them to win 117 games. I kind of like them to win 110, 111, so I think it might be worth it to bet them 10-1 to break a regular season record. When you're as good as the Dodgers are, you win the World Series last year, you're almost going to get bored with like how great you are during those dog days of the summer. Like, kind of that incentive to maybe break regular season records could be what motivates them throughout the year. So I like 10-1 for the Dodgers potentially to have the most wins ever in the regular season that we've seen in Major League Baseball. But again, for the futures, like Ohtani's plus 175 to win NL MVP. I mean, he wins it essentially every year. So the fact you're getting it at plus money, he's going to be pitching again this year. Certainly could be worth another bet. But I think maybe the value could be at Cy Young, looking at potentially Yamamoto at 20-1. That would be the only guy that I would consider. Blake Snell's obviously won this award a couple times. Glasnow was in contention before he got hurt. Ohtani's going to be pitching again. But I think Yamamoto would be the guy that I would look at 20-1. If you wanted a player award for the Dodgers, I would look at him for Cy Young. But win total, over for LA. We're going to keep it that simple. Maybe they get off to a bumpy start, or maybe they're in a playoff series and they're trailing 2-1 in the NLDS, or they're trailing 2-1 in the NLCS, and maybe that's how we bet into them later on in October. But as for now, just betting them to like win the division or win the NL or win the World Series, no interest in betting the Dodgers at those prices. All right, let's talk some football. Gridiron Glass here on Send It In. What a performance last night from the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, myself, I think a lot of people expected that game to be one possession, come down to the wire, and Philadelphia, just ridiculously impressive. That roster, as good as advertised. Their defensive line last night, unbelievable. Jalen played really well. It's not really getting talked about enough that Saquon did nothing yesterday for Philadelphia, and they were still able to dominate that game, which just shows you how good the Eagles are. If you commit everything to stopping Saquon like Kansas City did, Jalen Hurts in that passing game could still beat you down the field, and they were able to force some turnovers on Mahomes and the Chiefs, and we have not seen the Chiefs look that bad in a long, long time. Philadelphia, the favorites to go back-to-back right now on BetMGM, and rightfully so, at plus 650. Howie Roseman has built a machine, and that roster is going to be good for a while because they still have a lot of players in their prime. They're really good on both sides of the ball. And they're one of these teams that really doesn't rely on like one or two players to make them great. You know, obviously if Hurts gets hurt, that anytime your quarterback gets hurt, that's going to be tough. But they can withstand injuries to the wide receiver room or the cornerback room or any of these other places, maybe lose a guy on the offensive line. They're just so good on both sides of the ball. And with Howie's track record, with what he does in the draft and what he does in free agency, you would expect Philadelphia to continue to add to their team. And who knows if they're going to go out and maybe get Myles Garrett this offseason. Thought of that. Pretty scary. The Ravens are next up at plus 700. I think next year is truly the year for the Ravens. It feels like everything is kind of culminating for next year to be the year where everything sets up for them. Derrick Henry's probably got one or two more really good years left in him. Lamar is still in his prime. The key for Baltimore this year is for the first time in a while, they're retaining both of their coordinators. Todd Monken comes back as their OC. Zach Orr is the defensive coordinator. Their defense figured things out in the second half. They should be really good again next year. The thing that worries me about the Ravens is that they've been so healthy the last 2 years that you worry about that when a team's been that healthy, and we know how these things go in the NFL. You look at a team like San Francisco this season who made some deep runs in the playoffs, and then they just kind of got bit by the injury bug this season. Baltimore has certainly had their fair share of injury plague seasons throughout the years, but they've been relatively healthy the last 2 years. Can they stay healthy again and go on a deep run next season? That would be a team that I would look at. Then you got the Buffalo Bills at plus 750. I wouldn't bet the Bills at that price. I know their division isn't going to be all that good. Patriots are still up and coming. The Jets are decided they're going to get rid of Rodgers, and they're looking for answers at quarterback. Buffalo's going to be in the playoffs again. Josh Allen is going to be another MVP caliber type season. But Buffalo's got to build up their skill position room, and they got to build up that defense as well. Kansas City is at plus 750 to win the Super Bowl. I think Kansas City next year is the year that we see them get beat in the AFC playoffs. It was the perfect storm for them this season. The fact that they got the number one seed, they got 3 weeks to rest before the end of the playoffs. But as you can see, Kelsey's starting to lose a step or two. And even though they're going to have a full year of Rashee Rice again and a full year of Hollywood, and Xavier Worthy's going to be in year two, it's Andy Reid, it's Pat Mahomes, Spags is going to be back at defensive coordinator. The Chiefs are still going to be really good, but it does feel like probably somebody out of the AFC is going to pick them off this year. I thought if the Ravens played them in the playoffs this year, they would beat them. I still feel that way. I thought the Ravens and the Eagles were the two best teams. Kind of saw that last night too, man. Once Philly started forcing turnovers on Kansas City, they finally started to look human for the first time in a long time. Detroit's after Kansas City. They're plus 800. I'm down on Detroit going into next season just because of all the coaches, the changes to their coaching staff, right? Detroit's roster is excellent. The offense is going to be one of the best in the NFL. Defensively, they had so many injuries, as we know. Going into the playoffs, they're going to get those guys back. We're going to find out just how good of a coach Dan Campbell is, because he's really not a play caller on offense and he's not a play caller on defense. He's just a culture, locker room, leader of men type guy. So he really needs his OC and DC to be really good. It's kind of the same story with Philadelphia, right? We saw what the Eagles looked like last year when Sirianni didn't have a very good OC or a DC. What does the Eagles do? They bring in Kellen Moore, they bring in Vic Fangio, and they win a Super Bowl. So don't overlook the fact that Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are both gone for Detroit. I think that's what's going to hold them back going into next season. You got the Bengals at 18-1. I think a lot of people are going to expect the Bengals to bounce back next season. They got a massive offseason, though. They got to figure out what they want to do with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, Trey Hendrickson, Mike Gesicki. Bengals ownership's one of the cheapest in the NFL, so I would not touch Bengals futures until you see what happens with them this offseason. Washington's going to be extremely popular. They're going to be the Houston Texans of this past offseason coming into next year, right? You have the rookie quarterback that has the unbelievable year. Everybody loves Jaden Daniels. Jaden's a stud. He's one of the best quarterbacks already in the NFL. I'm expecting a little bit of a sophomore dip, though, from Daniels and from Washington, because now they're going to get everybody's best shot. So I think they're going to be a playoff team. Wouldn't shock me if they win the division, but I still would like Philly more than I would like Washington in the NFC. Couple of long shots that I would look at for the NFL going into next year. The first one's the Houston Texans at 25-1. Keep in mind, in the AFC the last 2 years, there are four teams that have made it to the divisional round. The Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, and the Texans. So they have proven that they can make it amongst that group of the AFC elite. Now the next step for them is to beat one of those teams. They got a really good quarterback in C.J. Stroud. They got to help build the wide receiver room around Nico Collins. D'Amico Ryan's a really good coach. They have a really good defense. I think there's good value on them heading into next season. And then the Seattle Seahawks are my long shot going into next year at 60-1. I think there's a chance that Seattle maybe could be this year's Minnesota Vikings. You get year two of Mike McDonald as your head coach, and you look at what Mike McDonald did when he was the defensive coordinator at the Ravens. Year one, Baltimore defense pretty good. Year two, they win the Triple Crown on defense. They were historic. I don't expect Seattle to win the Triple Crown on defense, but they have a lot of good pieces on that side of the ball, and I think year two with a lot of those guys in McDonald's system, they're going to be awesome. Two great receivers in Metcalf and JSN. Running back room with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. Some nice pieces on the O-line. It all comes down to the quarterback, as it essentially does with all these NFL teams. But if Geno Smith can play really well, have a Sam Darnold-like regular season, I think Seattle could be a team to watch out for in the NFC. To me, that's the team that I see the most value on right now at 60-1 would be the Seattle Seahawks. All right, real quick, let's talk some college basketball. Top 10 teams. What a day we had on Saturday. Number one, Auburn. Number two, Duke, going down. But even though both of those two teams lost, I still have them as my top two teams in college basketball. Duke's still my number one at plus 450. If you had to ask me today who I think would win the national championship, it would be Duke. They lost to Clemson. Tigers played a great game, but Duke's defense is still really good. Cooper Flagg is still incredible. And again, if you play that game on a neutral site, then Duke probably takes care of business against Clemson. So I still like Duke as my number one team. Auburn, I still like them as my number two team. The SEC is so good. There's so much depth. Eventually, they were going to get beat by somebody, and Florida's a really good team. They're top 10 offense and defensive efficiency. They're my number three team, so it's not like it was a bad loss. Florida shot the ball really well from three, and Auburn lost the game. But the Tigers still have the best resume by far in college basketball, so I like Auburn at number two. Florida, who I mentioned, is going to be my number three team. They're 13-1 to win the title. Gators, man, those guards are really good, but their big men are like the perfect complement to Florida as well. They're just great rebounders. Their energy guys, they're great glue guys for that team. I really like Florida. Bama, I'll put them at number four. Alabama has not lost a road game yet in SEC play. Team that made the Final Four last year. A lot of expectations coming into the year. They're starting to look like that team that a bunch of us saw at the end of last season. I'll put Bama at number four. Houston, for me, is number five. The Cougars, once again, the metrics love them. Ken Pom loves them. Evan Maya, all these people love them. But my problem with Houston is they just don't have that guy on offense like they've had in past years of Jamal Shedd, Marcus Sasser. So I'm out on Houston. They're my number five team, though. Team that makes the big jump this week is going to be Arizona at number six. The Wildcats, 35-1 to win it all. After starting the year 4-5, they're 13-1 in their last 14 games. Got to give Tommy Lloyd a lot of credit. Arizona looking as good as anybody right now in college basketball. I'll put Iowa State at number seven. Arizona and Iowa State are kind of trending in opposite directions. Iowa State started off the season red hot. Now they've kind of cooled off where Arizona started cold, and now they are super hot. So Iowa State, number seven for me. Texas A&M, the best value on the board right now for a team to win the national championship is Texas A&M at 60-1. They're 37th in offense. They're number sixth in defense. They're the number one offensive rebounding team in college basketball. They also have a ton of experience. They got a lot of veterans on their team. The things that worry you about Texas A&M are the fact that they're 300th in free throw percentage and 294th in three-pointer percentage. So there are going to be games in the tournament where A&M's not making free throws, not making three-pointers. It's going to be if they can survive those games. But man, if they're hitting their shots to go along with the way that they rebound and they defend, they're as good as anybody in the country. A&M 60-1. I like their long shot price. Texas Tech, I like them as well at 35-1. Really good team. All about their point guard, Chance McMillan. If he plays really well, Texas Tech can beat anybody. And then St. John's, I'll put the Johnnies in at number 10. Number two defense, according to Ken Pom, but number 85 on offense. So Johnnies need to get a little better offensively, but with the combo of their defense and Rick Pitino as their head coach, St. John's going to be a tough out for anybody that they play. All right, let's go to the Lions Den now. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. You guys can follow Kate on X at Kate Constable and BetMGM network writer and host for us here on BetMGM Network. Kate, great to see you. What are some of your favorite bets that you have for us tonight?
Hey, PJ, good to see you. Yeah, in the NBA, I love some team totals tonight. The Thunder specifically, over 126.5 for their team total. We have the best offensive rated team over the last five games going up against the worst defensive rated team in the New Orleans Pelicans tonight. The Thunder have averaged 131 points per game over their last five. And the Pelicans are also second in pace, which is interesting because they're going to want to run and get up and down the floor. I see this being a high possession game, high scoring game. So the Thunder to go over their team total of 126.5 is my favorite NBA play for tonight.
All right, very good. Kate, all eyes tonight will be in LA as Luka makes his Laker debut. And from a betting perspective, right, like this is what I've wanted to see. It's going to be awesome watching Luka and LeBron on the same team play together. But from a betting standpoint, especially like props, have you found a way that you're going to bet this first game or maybe bet the first couple games as LeBron and Luka are trying to figure out how to play with each other?
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be like a Luka comes in and wants to put his stamp on the organization or kind of shove it to Nico Harrison in the Mavs. He'll eventually do that throughout his career, but I'm not sure it's going to be like a massive game from him tonight, especially scoring. He hasn't played since December 25th, since Christmas. He's been dealing with that injury. So his points prop is 25.5. I'm actually going to look over to his assist prop, 7.5. You can get that for even money at BetMGM right now. I think he's going to look to get his teammates involved. I don't think he's going to try and do too much on the offensive end. And then with how well the Lakers offense has been playing lately, hopefully they're able to capitalize on some of those assists coming from Luka. He's going to play the long game with this and not try and get too cute too early. So Luka over 7.5 assists is where I'm going to go tonight.
Kate, how do you feel about this Laker team moving forward? They've won 5 in a row, 9 of their last 10. Now Luka enters into the equation. Is it still OKC for you in the West, maybe Denver as well, or do you like this Lakers team?
It's still OKC for me. They're at the top of my power rankings in the West. This Lakers team, the Mark Mitchell trade being rescinded, that was huge because the Lakers don't have a center now. Like, they don't have much rim protection at all. I would have liked them a whole lot better if he was on the roster, but being he went back to Charlotte, Dalton Connect is back in LA. I'm not sure this Laker team, as much offensive firepower as they're going to have with LeBron and Luka, the defensive side's going to struggle and that rim protection's going to struggle. So I don't see this being a championship team this year.
All right, very good. Kate Constable, make sure you guys follow her on X at Kate Constable, BetMGM writer and network host for us here. Kate, always great talking to you. Enjoy Luca's debut tonight. We'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys, time to wrap the show. PJ's plays here in about 30 seconds. So I'm also looking at that Lakers-Jazz game for a prop that I like tonight. I'm going LeBron over 7.5 rebounds against Utah. He had 17 against the Warriors about 4 days ago without Anthony Davis. I think with Luka back, LeBron's focus is going to be more on defense and rebounding. I think 7.5 is too small. We'll go over rebounds for LeBron tonight. I'm also taking the Jazz as my dog of the day, plus the points. Everybody's going to bet the Lakers tonight. Everybody's going to lay it. Everybody's going to want root for Luka and the Lakers to win by a billion. I'll take Utah to keep it close. And then favorite bet of the night, we're going to college hoops. Guys, you watch this show, you know we're on North Carolina tonight, plus the 5.5 against Clemson. If you beat Duke, there's a good chance that I'm going to be fading you in your next game. Quick turnaround. Give me the points with North Carolina tonight, fading Clemson off their big upset against Duke. Thanks again to Johnny V, Kate Constable for joining us today on the show. Great show today. We'll see you guys for another great one tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.